Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Ephesians, the second chapter. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text before us this morning, taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, speaks of a peace that has come between Jews and Gentiles, between those who were far off and those who were near. A unity that has come in Christ Jesus through the very blood that he has shed on the cross. How interesting and how important that we hear of this peace and unity today. Today in our world, when the news and the situations on the international and the national and the local level, maybe even on the personal level, can be anything but peaceful and unifying. From wars and political posturing, to tornadoes and flooding, to physical struggles and broken relationships. These are the realities in our lives and in our world. And you may shake your head in disgust. You might feel in your gut that wrenching, or in your heart that hurting for yourselves or for your family or for others you know. You might simply want to pray once again, Lord, have mercy. These times can leave us saddened and unsettled, maybe filled with trepidation or even deeply troubled, wondering what's at the heart of our lives as human beings, what's at the core, what's at the foundation. In the middle of these emotions and those questions, how appropriate that we gather here this morning. How suitable that we come again to receive from the Lord. How fitting that we seek not the ways of the world, but instead the kingdom of God and all that he gives to us. Because the reality is this: no matter what's going on in our world or our community or our personal lives today, this is still the day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. Because although Jesus has told us that there will be trouble in the world, tribulation in our lives, he's also told us that he has overcome the world. And in here today is another day to hear what is at the core, what is at the foundation, what is the cornerstone, what is for us in our lives as human beings and as children of God. Today, as St. Paul explains so clearly in our text, we gather as ones who are being built together with Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone on which the very foundation is built. We are a structure of believers, continually being joined together in Christ, continually growing into a holy temple, continually being built into a dwelling place for God. On this day of the festival of St. Barnabas, a Levite from Cyprus, a financial supporter and disciple of the apostles, one sent by the Jerusalem church to oversee the church in Antioch, a traveling companion of Paul's on his missionary journey, his first one, we hear from him these words of being built up. Before we believed in God, the dwelling of our heart was corruptible and fragile. Truly, it was a temple made by hands when it was full of idolatry and was a house of demons. But behold, it has been built gloriously into the temple of the Lord. How? By receiving the remission of sins and by hoping in the name of Christ, let us become new and recreated, because God truly dwells in us. Indeed, we are being built together as the Holy Spirit continues to dwell in each one of us, each coming as God comes to us through the word of grace and mercy, as he comes to us through that word of truth and hope, as he comes to us through the word that's proclaimed to strengthen us as we walk in the ways of the Lord. And over time, Christ has indeed built his church through the means of grace, one believer at a time. Each one of you known to him by your name. Each one of you important to the builder and to the dwelling place. Each one of you carefully fitting into the structure of his church. We all have a part. Each of us is needed. We do fulfill a purpose as we're being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. As we live and serve in our world and in his church and in our relationships with one another, we strive to serve the Lord and to love him with all our heart and soul and mind, to continue to love our neighbor as ourselves. But we know that that can be a struggle at times. In fact, we may even repeat those words of St. Paul himself when he said, I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. And when that happens, we look around at our lives and what we've tried to build, too often all on our own, and things can look pretty broken down in that dwelling. So what do you do then? Well, you strip it down to the foundation. Because if the foundation is solid, the rest can be built back up. You can be assured again this morning that the foundation is solid. No matter how much you and I may shift with the winds of the world and in our own lives, our Lord and Savior Jesus is indeed the rock-solid foundation on which our house of faith is built. That means when our house is in disarray because of the damaging thoughts of our hearts, the piercing words of our mouths, the destructive results of our actions, Christ is here. He's here to repair the walls of our lives with his forgiveness, to restore the structure of our lives with his gifts of salvation and eternal life with him. What a blessing, what a joy to have that rock-solid foundation to stand upon. What a comfort to know that God will continue to work through his word, will continue to send his Holy Spirit to call you by the gospel, enlighten you with his gifts, sanctify and keep you in the one true faith. He'll do the same for others as he gathers new believers into his dwelling place. Gathers them at the foot of the cross, where Jesus paid the penalty for them, for us, for all the times we've tried to build our lives on our own, for all the sins of thought, word, and deed that we've done. Because there at the foot of the cross, we're restored and renewed to our Heavenly Father because Christ rose triumphant from the grave. Renewed and restored, we are once again confident that our lives are constructed on Christ, the cornerstone and foundation of our faith. Indeed, we are continually being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. To him be the glory now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and ministered to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.